We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, word nerds, and welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. Yes, I'm back at it. That means nothing. First word is alphabetization. That's kind of a weird word to say. Alphabetization. This is a noun from 1864. One, the act or process of alphabetizing. Something that I kind of like doing, as I've mentioned before. Two, an alphabetically arranged series, list, or file. Next we have alphabetize. This is a verb from 1691. 1. To arrange alphabetically. 2. To furnish with an alphabet. What does that mean? To furnish with an alphabet? Alphabetizer is a noun. Next we have alphabet soup. This is a noun from 1934, a hodgepodge, especially of initials, as of the names of organizations. Next is alpha-fetoprotein. Alpha-fetoprotein, F-E-T-O-P-R-O-T-E-I-N. This is a noun from 1968, a fetal blood protein present abnormally in adults with some cancers, as of the liver, and normally in the amniotic fluid of pregnant women with high or low levels, tending to be associated with certain birth defects, as spina bifida or Down syndrome. Next we have alpha-globulin. Two words, globulin is spelled G-L-O-B-U-L-I-N. This is a noun from 1922. Any of several globulins of plasma or serum that have an alkaline pH, the greatest electrophoretic mobility next to albumin. And it says compared to beta globulin and gamma globulin. A lot of information I didn't understand. Next we have alpha hyphen helix. This is a noun from 1955. The coiled structural arrangement of many proteins consisting of a single chain of amino acid stabilized by hydrogen bonds. Alpha helical is an adjective. Next is alpha hydroxy acid. Three words. This is a noun from 1899. Any of various carboxylic acids with a hydroxyl group attached at the alpha position, specifically one as malic acid or lactic acid, that occurs in natural products as fruits, sugarcane, or yogurt, and is used in cosmetics for its exfoliating effect on the surface layer of skin, called also AHA. Next we have alpha interferon. Two words, interferon is I-N-T-E-R-F-E-R-O-N. This is a noun from 1980, an interferon produced by white blood cells that inhibits viral replication, suppresses cell proliferation, and regulates immune response, and that is used in a form obtained from recombinant DNA to treat various diseases, compared to beta interferon and gamma interferon. The first part sort of sounded like a song to me. An interferon produced by white blood cells that inhibits viral replication, suppresses cell proliferation. That was stupid. Next, we have alpha iron. This is a noun from 1902. The form of iron stable below 910 degrees Celsius, which is 1,670 degrees Fahrenheit. Next, we have alphameric. This is an adjective from circa 1952. We just have the synonym alphanumeric, which is actually our next word. But if we added an A to the end of alphameric, we would have Alphamerica. So maybe there's something we can do about that. Alphamerica? I don't know. So here we go with alphanumeric, also alphanumerical. This is an adjective from 1950. One, consisting of both letters and numbers and often other symbols, as punctuation marks and mathematical symbols, as in an alphanumeric code. Also, being a character in an alphanumeric system. Two, capable of using or displaying alphanumeric characters. Alphanumerically is an adverb, and alphanumerics is a noun. Next we have alpha particle. This is a noun from 1903, a positively charged nuclear particle identical with the nucleus of a helium atom that consists of two protons and two neutrons and is ejected at high speed in certain radioactive transformations, called also alpha, alpha radiation, or alpha ray. Next is alpha privative, or privative? I think it's privative. It's an odd word. This is a noun from 1568. The prefix a, or an, expressing negation in Greek and in English. So we've come across this a lot since we are in the A's. We've seen a lot of words that have a or an thrown at the beginning to make it basically the opposite. So that part of the word, that prefix a or an, is called an alpha privative or alpha privative. I feel like I should probably know which one it is. But here we go with the last word for this episode, alpha receptor. There is a hyphen in the middle. This is a noun from 1961, any of a group of receptors that are present in cell surfaces of some effector organs and tissues innervated by the sympathetic nervous system and that mediate certain physiological responses as vasoconstriction, relaxation of intestinal muscle, and contraction of most smooth muscle when bound by specific adrenergic agents, and compare to beta receptor. So when we get to the Bs, specifically the BEs, we are going to see a lot of these again, but they'll be slightly different because it'll be beta instead of alpha. That will end this episode. I know you are so happy to get to the end of it. But guess what? There's another episode tomorrow, and I'm going to go record it right now. Thank you and goodbye.